Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 44 through 46. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then, in his joy, went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it." Something better than buried treasure. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Imagine trying to count the value of everything you own. Your clothes, toys, books, games, bike, electronics, and everything in your room. The total might surprise you. If you guessed that everything you own is worth $5,000, the real number might be closer to $15,000. Now imagine someone asking you to trade all of it, every last thing, for one treasure. What treasure could possibly be worth that much? In two short parables, Jesus told of people who sold everything they had to obtain one thing. One man discovered treasure hidden in a field. Another man found an incredibly valuable pearl. Both of them gladly sold everything they owned to make that treasure theirs. Jesus was teaching us about a treasure even greater than a chest of gold or a priceless pearl, the kingdom of heaven. Nothing we own can compare with belonging to God's kingdom. God's kingdom is King Jesus ruling in our hearts. Jesus may not promise us expensive clothes, a fancy house, or thousands of online followers. He promises something infinitely better, eternal things. He forgives every sin. He will raise the dead on the last day. He has opened heaven for all who believe in him. Be honest. Would you sometimes rather have Jesus give you a new phone, a giant flat screen, or a bigger house instead of invisible gifts like forgiveness and heaven? Our sinful hearts are easily excited by shiny new things. But how long do those things stay new? Today's newest phone will eventually stop working. The biggest screen will be replaced by an even bigger one. Toys break, clothes wear out, games become boring. But the kingdom of heaven will never grow outdated, never wear out, and never be surpassed. A man named James Howells accidentally threw away a computer hard drive containing $800 million worth of Bitcoin. He tried to buy the landfill for $73 million to search for it. His request was denied. Imagine knowing that your treasure was buried somewhere underneath a mountain of garbage. He was willing to spend a fortune trying to recover it, but he could not get it back. Thankfully, the treasure Jesus gives can never be buried in a landfill, lost underneath the bed, stolen by a thief, or accidentally thrown away. We did not have to sell everything to purchase it. We couldn't purchase it, even if we owned all the money in the world. Jesus gave up everything to make that treasure yours. He left heaven, carried your sins, and won for you a place in God's kingdom forever. Jesus doesn't want your stuff. He only wants your heart, so he can teach it to say, "Jesus, you are my treasure." We pray to the Lord. Dear Jesus, help us treasure your kingdom above all things. Forgive us when we love our possessions more than we love you. Keep our hearts fixed on your forgiveness, your promises, and the eternal life you have won for us. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.